This is Wild About Utah.
Summer is here. People will be using the great outdoors more often, and that includes the many tourists who have discovered Utah's beauty and diversity. Caution is always needed when traveling in wild country, and today I refer to parts of an article titled Living in Snake Country, Six Things to Consider, written by Terry Messmer, Utah State University Extension Wildlife Specialist. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control estimates that 6,000 to 8,000 people are bitten by venomous snake annually, and that up to 6 snake bite victims may die. An estimated 90 human deaths occur from various venomous animal encounters. Of the 31 species of snakes found in Utah, 7 are venomous. These are commonly called pit vipers because of the pit located between their nostrils and eyes. Most pit vipers found in Utah also have tails with a series of rattles, hence the name rattlesnake. All snakes are classified as non-game animals and are protected by Utah state law. When there are human, domestic pet, and livestock safety concerns, a venomous snake may be killed without a certificate. Because most snakes in Utah are non-venomous, most human snake encounters are generally not dangerous. However, if you encounter a venomous snake and are bitten, the consequences could be serious. Consider these tips. If you encounter a snake, your best strategy is to leave it alone. Even dead snakes have been known to bite by reflex action. More than half of the reported snake bites were a result of someone trying to handle or kill the snake. When rattlesnakes are encountered or disturbed, the rapid vibration of their tails will make a characteristic rattling sound to warn the intruder of their presence. However, not all rattlesnakes will rattle when disturbed. You must pay close attention to where you walk, sit, and place your hands. And rattlesnakes can be found throughout Utah. If you hear a rattlesnake rattle, stand still until you can locate where the sound is coming from. Do not try to jump or run. If you do, you may end up within the snake's striking range. If bitten by a venomous snake, do not engage in physical activity. Do not apply a tourniquet to the area above the wound, and do not apply a cold compress to the bite area. Do not cut into the bite. Do not take anything by mouth, including stimulants and pain medications, unless instructed by a physician. Do not raise the bite area above the level of the heart, and do not try to suction the venom, as doing so may cause more harm than good. All venomous snake bites should be considered life-threatening. Keep the victim calm, keep the affected area below the heart level, and get medical help immediately. Bites will almost instantly show signs of swelling and discoloration, and include possibly a tingling sensation, nausea, rapid pulse, loss of muscle coordination, and weakness. Non-venomous snake bites pose a risk of infection, so clean and sterilize the wound much like you would a cut or abrasion. For Professor Messmer's full article, go to upr.org, find Wild About Utah, and type Living in Snake Country in the search bar.
Wild About Utah is brought to you in part by our listeners and the Moab Area Travel Council, whose support of tourism, events, and recreation in Grand County promotes and protects the natural beauty for visitors from across the state of Utah. Information available online at discovermoab.com.
This is Ron Helstern, and I am Wild About Utah.